You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So firstly, a warning, this piece does contain discussion about mental health issues and addiction, which may be triggering to some. So if this is something you're not interested in listening to, I would suggest tuning out for the next 10 or so minutes and then come back to hear some more COVID-19 news. So with Overdose Awareness Day being next Tuesday, Joe is taking a look at the problems surrounding addiction and mental health during the current pandemic. He speaks to Leisha Donkin, a clinical psychologist and senior lecturer in psychology and neuroscience from AUT, about addiction, overdose awareness, and how the situation with mental health in New Zealand is impacted. Here they are now.
Now, obviously, with lockdown, we've seen the worsening of addiction problems. In specific, what would you attribute these addiction problems during lockdown to?
So what we're probably seeing across the population generally would be, say, for example, an increased use of substances. Part of that we see is that, let me rephrase it, there's lots of different reasons why people engage in what we would call addictive behaviours, right? And often these behaviours function as a coping strategy. So most of the behaviours that I work with, or in fact all of the behaviours, what I would think about is what's the function in that. So for some people, we could have seen an increase in use of addictive behaviours because being at home with your family can be incredibly stressful. You know, if you fight with your loved ones, if home is really tense, if you can't escape that, what do you do to help manage that distress? And that might be using things to help you cope, like substances, like avoidance, through using different strategies that otherwise you might not use so much. The other part of that might be too is that when we have a lack of structure day to day, a lack of accountability for where we need to be, it kind of creates a scope for boredom, but also creates more opportunity to engage in behaviours too that we wouldn't normally be engaging in or trying to cut down. So the increase in addictive behaviours could be due to increased stress, increased conflict in the home, which is we are seeing, a lack of structure and meaningful activity, a lack of other competition for time and resources, and just having that availability there. And of course, it's a real problem that if you are someone who does rely on substances to help cope with your feelings and emotions, and you can't go out and get the stuff either, that's a real problem as well.
Since lockdown, the support we're seeing towards people with addiction problems, mental health problems, has been significantly better than that in the past.
That's an interesting question. I think that the COVID lockdown, the first one and subsequent ones, has meant that we've had to think about how do we deliver services. And because of that, what that means is that some of the traditional services, like having to get time off to travel to an appointment, to wait in a waiting room, those types of things, and the shame associated with that for some people, isn't there because we can do that online now. And that's really great. But the alternative of challenge with that is that, you know, if you live in a place where you don't have privacy or someone might overhear, then that's a potential barrier as well. I think we've seen a lot more availability of online resources and supports available for people, not just for addictions but for mental health as well. And obviously so much information online all over the social media platforms, and really everywhere you look around, well-being and looking after yourself during COVID and check in on your neighbour, etc. But the problem with that too is that there is so much, it can be a bit overwhelming as well. So I think that yes, we can an increase in availability of services. It's really fantastic that these services are available now, and we have things like telehealth and more clinicians are embracing that. But it also comes with different challenges. Technology, making sure you can hear someone, knowing where to go and what is a good resource or a good support as well can be a bit of a challenge, but there's definitely more available than what there was, I think.
Yeah. I do think it's good that overdose awareness is being promoted more, especially after, say, the rough period between November 2019 and October 2020, where we saw the highest number of overdose deaths. Mm.
Look, I think that anything that raises awareness around the struggles people face is really helpful. I think that the more we can talk about these things, but also help people recognise the signs, would be amazing for our society. Like if you can learn the signs about what it looks like when someone is struggling with addiction and step up and help them, or be even understanding around what this might look like this is not a choice and people are struggling and what can you do to support them, and what that their response might look like, and that might not be That might be the response from the addiction versus from the person. That's all really important. And yeah, we've seen an increased overdose partly because sometimes our behaviour of use changes as well. So that if you are suddenly using in a different way from what you normally do, sometimes physiologically we don't have the response that's protective. There's lots of reasons why we might have seen an increase incidence of overdose. And I'm talking from a position of unintentional overdose, which I would see as suicidal behaviour, I think is a bit different. And we probably need to talk about that a bit differently as well. But I think the more we can do awareness to access support, to help people understand why, to think about the stresses and how, you know, someone could be fighting so hard against addiction and just be worn out and then, you know, start to use again, and that can lead to overdose. And people being compassionate about that's really helpful, because if your support network isn't understanding and if they judge you for it or unsupportive for it, actually that probably actually in some ways makes the situation worse for you and increases your chances of using further. So the more we think about these things, the more we can do to actually help prevent overdose and have that compassionate understanding as well is really important.
Now, how would you say New Zealand has done as far as addressing possible mental health issues over the last year, over the time period that this pandemic has been going on?
Look, I think the Mental Health Foundation does an amazing job with raising awareness, with producing resources, and resources that are really accessible. Their resources cover a real good range of topics. They are available in sort of small sizes so people can download them and access them, and I think they've done a great job with increasing awareness. I think our mental health services have mobilised really quickly, and having worked in mental health services, there are many clinicians in there that, you know, weren't comfortable with technology and weren't sure about technology but had to do this. So I think all things considered, we've done well and done the best that we can in that situation of trying to mobilise and adjust to new technology and respond in a pandemic. I think with anything, we can always do more, and certainly the Mental Health Inquiry and, you know, other promoting platforms are doing really well with raising awareness and highlighting a need. And I think we are working towards doing things better, but these things do take time. You know, it's one of the real challenges that we see is about available workforce. So, you know, we are struggling to train enough clinicians to support people, and there are new pathways around that, but it does take time. If you think about training a psychologist, that's a minimum of 6 to 7 years to get trained and registered to come out as a new graduate. And so these things take a long time to shift, because part of the problem isn't just about service access, it's then what do you do once you're in a service, because you still need the people to be able to support the service users.
What would you say for those struggling with addiction, with these mental health issues during this time, during this very scary time, what would you recommend the best ways to cope with it?
I think reach out to your support networks that are helpful. There are probably going to be people in support networks that may not respond in a way that is always going to be helpful in that moment. So think about who do you turn to for support. I think that knowing your triggers is really important. So whether it's conflict, whether it's boredom, whether it's emotions, knowing what triggers you can be really helpful in thinking about how you can manage that. Obviously, any kind of balance where you can get out and look after yourself, like do the well-being stuff that's all over social media at the moment, get out and go for a walk, go and sit outside, eating well. You know, we know that our resilience is low when we do things like we're not eating well, or we're not getting exercise, or we're not getting relaxation and things that recharge us. So thinking about how to nurture your body around those things is really important. And I also think being compassionate with yourself is really important too. Addiction is not something that's easy to shake, and people experience it and fight it for a really long time and often give up at times and feel hopeless and then re-go back into the battle once they've recharged. And I think being compassionate is really helpful too.
That was Leisha Donkin, a clinical psychologist and senior lecturer in psychology and neuroscience at AUT, speaking to Joe. Leisha says the best thing people who are suffering from problems with addiction can do is to think about how you can keep yourself safe and healthy. She also stresses the importance of enhancing your well-being by being compassionate towards yourself, as the situation we currently face with the COVID-19 pandemic can be very overwhelming. If you feel your mental health and well-being is suffering during this lockdown, you can call Lifeline at 0800 543 354 or text at 4357. If you are dealing with problems with drug or alcohol use, you can call the Alcohol Drug Helpline at 0800 787 797 or text 868. Somebody also texted in saying that, just a reminder, International Overdose Awareness Day, which is sort of the thing behind this last piece, is happening next Tuesday, the 31st of August. You can go to www.overdoseday.com if you want to check out more about that.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.